Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because we had approved two charges of $6.95, but now we have two pending ones for $94.90 that were not approved.
Okay, ma'am. What's your zip code?
75144.
One moment. What's your name, ma'am?
It's under James Biddy. JamesBiddy.
Verify your address for me, please.
500 Southeast 2nd Street, Kearns, Texas, 75144.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see we're on March 11th that you did the $6.95 for the trial of the viral,
uh-huh.
the male enhancement products. Now, you realize those products increase the strength, increase the stamina, increase the blood flow. And you have to give them time to work, too, so they work great. You know, people order them all the time, but you just have to let the product work. So you were shipped out on 3/12. You also was under a 7-day trial period with them as well. So on 3/19, the trial period ended. If you didn't let us know within that seven-day period, they automatically charge you for the ones you have. And going forward, they will charge you the $94.90 each month to get each 30-day supply. So it wasn't that it was unauthorized charges. The charges are valid. It's just that you didn't cancel during the trial period because they was letting you try them for free. And in within that 7-day, they were free. But if they didn't hear from you, you was expecting more tablets to come, or pills to come.
I don't want any. And all, I didn't approve any of that. The only thing that was approved was for the free with the shipping for $6.95.
Yes, ma'am. I hear you saying approved, but when the terms and conditions were accepted. To put your card number in. When you put your card, when it asks you for your card number, and if the terms and conditions were read, it states to you that you have to cancel within the 7-day trial period or they was going to bill you for them. So it was in the terms and conditions, but what I can do for you is going forward, you don't have to receive any more charges.
No, I want to cancel it, and I'm going to dispute that because that was not approved. That was not explained.
Yes, ma'am. It's in your terms and conditions. It's a valid charge, and I would hate to see you lose that dispute if you go through your bank, because when they call us, it is actually a valid charge that you actually put your card number in, you actually accepted the terms and conditions. But what I can do is see what I can do to help you here.
You can end it, but so were those terms and conditions read?
You asking me?
Yes.
You have to read them. It asks you before you put your card number in to accept terms and conditions, and you have to read them before you accept it. And if you read them, things...
But you just said that someone read them to me, and I had to accept them, and
No, no, I didn't say someone read them to you. I said the terms and conditions are accepted. I don't know who read
you
them.
You said that once, and then you said... And then when they were read.
No, ma'am, when I ask you, you're talking about, did I read them? That's why, no, they didn't make sense what you just...
No, you said it two different ways, but go ahead and cancel it.
Yes, ma'am, I'm going to cancel it for you, because we're on a recorded line, so that don't even
be
an argument. So let's do this. Going forward, you don't want to receive any more charges. And what I can do for you, ma'am... Based on that as a courtesy, I can give you 35% of that $94.90 back.
If the trial just ended on the 19th, that's today.
No,
so
ma'am.
I don't want anything else shipped. Because you said the trial started and ended on 3/19.
Okay, no, ma'am. What I said to you, let's back up. 3/11. I'm looking at your account right now. 3/11.
You said 3/11, the trial was approved. 3/12, you shipped. Trial ended 3/19.
No, 3/19 is when you was charged. The trial ends 7 days later after the 11th. That's what I said.
Play that back, because that's not what you said.
Ma'am, I'm looking at your dates right here. 311, 311.
Ma'am, I'm telling you what you told me.
Hold on, let me transfer you to the escalation department, cause, and you can go further from there, ma'am. But I was, as a courtesy.
Go ahead, transfer me. I'm not arguing with you. Transfer.
No, as a courtesy to make it simpler for you, I was going to do the 35% back because it is a valid charge. I was going to get, because it's going to lead into what I said, you said, he said that. And that's, you was taking words out of context. That's not what I was saying. What I read it to you verbatim from what I see here. On 311, 695, it was shipped out on 312. That's what I said about 312. On 311, 695 was charged. It was shipped out on 312. On 319, you were charged $94.90, approved.
Charged $6.95 twice and $94.90 twice.
Ma'am, this is what I just said to you. That's, you're not listening to me.
You said I was charged on 311 the $6.95,
and
then I was charged.
Go ahead.
And then it was shipped on 312, and then on 319 I was charged the $94.90.
So you missed the whole point of that. I did say that. Start on reading it verbatim from your account. 311, you were charged $3.95. It was shipped out on 312. Okay? On 311 again, you was charged another $6.95. It was shipped out on 312. Okay? On 319, $94.90 was approved. And on 319,
no, it was not approved.
I'm looking at, ma'am, saying it's approved on your account. It's paid for here.
Okay, well, then transfer me to somebody else, because that's not gonna fly.
Okay. Hold on.
She can't even get her numbers right. She tells me 311 at 395. She just wrote it back wrong. And then
no,
wants
ma'am.
To tell
no,
me
ma'am.
She's on
what
a recorded said. Line. And now wants to argue with me.
No, ma'am. I was trying to give you your money back, but you're not listening to me. But
no, you're trying to give me 35% back.
I offered that to you, but as a courtesy, I could offer you 50% as well, ma'am. You wouldn't.
No,
let
I want the whole $94.90 back.
So what I can do for that, ma'am, I will do the $94.90 because I'll do that and I'll cancel the account going forward. Okay. Hold on.
Thank you.
Get something to write with.
I'm gonna give you
your cancellation number. Let me get this refund done quickly for you. Because we are on a recorded line, it's proper protocol I have to follow. So I did have to offer you the 35% as well as offering you the 50%. After you declined the two of those, ma'am, the only option I had was to refund your money if you was going to go to your bank, okay? So, yes, I did have to read it that way for you. So your refund was done on that one. I got another one to do. Let me make notations here. Customer called in to cancel. Membership subscription. Customer was offered 35% refund as a courtesy. Customer also was offered 50% refund. And part of that, before we got back and forth, I could have sent out a free bottle to you as well, ma'am. But we're going to go
don't
forward
want
with
it,
this.
But thank you.
Offered 35%, offered customer offered 50%. Customer declined both of those. Both offers. All right, and account need to cancel. Okay, all right. Now I have to notate this on the other account as well, so please hold. Your refund of $94.90 was applied. The cancellation number for this particular one is C as in Charlie 6627 4289. I'm sorry. Start over. 6627 4287 6. That's your cancellation number.
Season Charlie 6627 4287 6.
That's correct. That's on that one. Hold on, because you got another one, so you can get them both canceled.
Right.
The second one to cancel. Let me notate that really quick. Let me refund it first. Refund your $94.90. Refund. Are you sure you want to refund this order? Yes. And the order was refunded. All right. Now I'm going to give you a cancellation number.
Okay.
And the cancellation number, remember, is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm. 6627-43025.
Okay.
Season Charlie, 6627-43025.
That's correct. And thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.